All right, we are back. It is Christmas week. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. My son Richard. And Richard, we've driven a couple of vehicles here of late. I was able to get behind the wheel of both of them as well as you. Let's start with the first one, which is the Hyundai Genesis G90. Is that right?
You are correct. The 2023 Hyundai, or I guess it's not a Hyundai, right? Yeah, you got to just call it.
I know. I just got to call it Genesis. Sorry, Hyundai.
G90, right? Because unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but they're really trying to separate the brands, right?
Correct.
We all know Hyundai and Kia are the same, Genesis is, but they're really trying to say, and honestly, Dad, you will not find a mention of Kia on this vehicle anywhere. And I will say this, to their credit, you won't know it's a Kia.
No, it's its own brand. Yeah, very, very good point. No, I stand corrected. Thank you for doing that, Richard. You are correct.
And furthermore, obviously, it's done really well. So for folks, if you're not sure what this is basically the Genesis, the top-of-the-line sedan that you can get from Genesis. It is meant to rival the Mercedes, the BMWs, of course, the Lexuses. In that regard, in terms of that luxury sedan, that really big, if you want someone to chauffeur you around that, essentially it has controls for the right rear passenger, right, where you could hop in. You can actually move the passenger seat in front of you. It's got a little kickstand sort of thing that comes out. You can almost, lean back and you can get a massage. Not almost, you can. We talked about this a few weeks ago when we were talking with Andy. I was really enjoying my nice heated massaging feet going down the road. And this is all redesigned for this year, Dad. They've got two levels of V6 powertrains, which we actually had the kind of the top trim level, which uses essentially an electric supercharger in order to kind of give you that low-end power that you lack with the turbo lag. And I know it's something that you'll talk about there. But it's got, I think it's about 409 horsepower, 405 foot-pounds of torque. Again, 3.5-liter turbocharged V6 with the 48-volt e-supercharger. All-wheel drive, Dad, which is really nice. You get 3 years, 36,000 miles complimentary maintenance, 3 years, 36,000 service valet, map care, all sorts of good stuff that way, Dad. You still get the 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. And I say all that to say, folks, this is one of the nicest cars you will ever sit in. You literally actually had family members sit in this car and take naps, in essence, right? Because you can sit in it, you can get a massage. It's got a fragrance thing where it will kind of put out a fragrance through the cab. Heated, cooled seats, of course, heated, cooled rear seats. You can pretty much control everything from the rear if you so desire. That's the kind of car it's for. But at the same time, Dad, it's a car where you can drive it, and the driver's got lots of those, lots of those creature comforts, right?
Correct.
The car will
essentially
drive itself. It's got all the safety features you can imagine. Nice, Napa leather throughout. Nice kind of suede. It's got an air ride suspension in it. Got different ambient mood settings. It's got one of the best sound systems, Dad, that you and I think have ever experienced in all of our cars. I don't know if you played around with it very much, but I certainly did, and it was just next level. It has that concert hall literal mode in it where it sounds like it's in a concert hall. So
very nice.
A fun car. Again, we drove it.
And really quick, by the way, all of that to say that the other cars Richards was talking about that it compares to, we did the math the other day, and it's on the low side $20,000 cheaper, and on the high side $40,000 cheaper than some of the cars Richard mentioned.
They do, and for folks wondering, it's the top level trim, which we drove with that e supercharger, was about $100,000.
It
was right there, and some of you are going to say, "Wow, that's really pricey." Well, folks, it is, but again, everything that we talked about that you get. You get with this car. But, Dad, obviously, you drove it for a little bit. What did you think?
Yeah, great car. Really enjoyed it. It's solid. It has all of the amenities Richard spoke about. I wish it had a tad more power at our elevation. But, again, nothing to complain about. It would not keep me from buying the car. On the same token, it's a car that literally rivals its competition, as I said a moment ago, from anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 less. And in my opinion, you get as solid of a car. I mean, this thing even closes and opens the doors for you. I mean, electronically. I mean, you don't have to lift a finger if you don't want. This thing has got literally, as you said, Richard, every bell and whistle you could imagine. And I know we got to wrap it up, but we could go on and on. This is a great car, and I would tell people just to go check it out if they want to drive one.
Absolutely, Dad. Again, there's lots of comparisons. Encourage folks to do that. We could spend in a whole segment talking about every little feature, but we encourage folks, if you're interested, maybe you're in the market for one of those high-end sedans, Dad, definitely put this on your list of cars to check out. head your local dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.